in der Jahrzeit von Russen Zwi, Schiva Russen Zwi, Finkel. I wanted to speak a little bit. Chazal tell us. Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama. Moshe was like a son. Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana. Yeshua was like a moon. Skeinim shebadoi ho yoimrim, oi lo isa busha, oi lo isa ichlim. The Pashas Chazal means, Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Moshe as well. Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana. Skeinim shebadoi that had good memories for Moshe, say, Abizayim, Haidik Egdolim, is the Pshat, Poshta Pshat of Chazal. Because it's very hard to understand. It's very hard to understand. Skeinim shebadoi, chtsufim shebadoi. Skeinim shebadoi, this is what they're going to tell everyone. Remember, Moshe was so great. The Heidik Amanik is a bissel shvach. Oilo isabusha, oilo isachlimo. Chofetz Chaim says a different pshat. Chofetz Chaim says, the skeni shebadol say, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levono. We remember Yeshua when Yeshua was young. He was one of us. Not only he was one of us, Chazal tell us that they had sorei asorei, sorei chamishim, sorei meois, sorei alofim. Every 10 people was one person in charge. And every 50 people was one person in charge. And every 100 people. Yeshua was one of the sorei chamishim. There's 2,000 people like him. And then the scene when they send him to Meragel Eretz Yisrael, he's not number one. It's a very chosh of a person. It was a lot of people. And Pitom, Yeshua becomes the manik. They're looking at each other. We were exactly in the same place. We also could have made it. And some were doing the way, we lost it. Yeshua carried on growing, and we fell behind. Skeinim shebadoi rayu aimrim, oi lo isa busha, oi lo isa chlima. Skeinim shebadoi said, oi lo isa busha, oi lo isa chlima. The young guys, they thought, Yeshua is such a great person. What we have to do with Yeshua? But the Skeinim said, we were with Yeshua and the Cheder together. And Pitom Yeshua made it, and we are behind. Oilo isabusha, oilo isachlima. Demir had a Rosh Hashiva, this is Zvi Finkel. There was something very special about him. I want to speak about the points that we have to pick up. The first thing is, it was an American bacher that came to Demir around 16 years old, 17 years old, didn't know how to learn. Before Shmuel Levitz has a sefer in his house, thank you for learning with me, Chavrusa, to teach me how to learn a tesis, Mr. Zvi Finkel. 18, 19, and he decided to make it. And it's not when he decided to make it, he didn't know that he has potential to be Rosh Hashiva. That Mr. Zvi Finkel is not really a son after son from Rabbi Zvi Finkel, Rosh Hashiva Smir. He's a cousin. Punk, they have the name Finkel worked out. It sounds the same name of the Alter Rosh Hashiva. But they were one step in the side. It was not even Ben Achar Ben. He married. Mr. Tzvi married Rabbeinu Shvinkel. Rabbeinu Shvinkel was Rabbi Zayuda. Had a son, Rabbeinu. He only had 5 daughters. One married Mr. Tzvi, one married Rabbi Yomi Karlbach, one married Nachman Levavitz. Puk, the one that married his daughter, was also Finkel. He was a family Finkel. He became Mr. Tzvi Finkel, and his son is the Rosh Hashiva. It's not even, it's like, yeah? So when he came here, he was a nephew of the Rosh Hashiva. Didn't know if an American boy, no chance, not planning to marry Rosh Hashiva's daughter, yeah? But he decided to learn. I'm saying, some people say, I would be a kid, then for sure, I'm saying, yeah, it's not an American guy from Ohio, Mechatesa, something will come out of him. He decided to learn. And he was learning Yoimov Velaim. Yoimov Velaim. So already a couple times, it's Maisa. And a Chavrusa Friday, he would learn the Davin. And start to learn. He learned till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Got ready for Shabbos. Had Chavrusas. Ready for Shabbos. Davin. Eat the half an hour. And again learn. They learn till 12 o'clock by night. He learned in Vizhnitz and Chav Nechemiah. Why learn in Vizhnitz and Chav Nechemiah? That day, Yeshiva Smir did not have a generator. And the Finkel family was really from Bnei Brak with the Chazon Ish. And they were Makbid, Rabbeinu's wife was Chaim Gelman's daughter, them sister, niece of the Chazon Ish. So they were Makbid not to use electricity in Shabbos that was not made by a Yid. So the only place that he had a generator was Vizhnitz and Rechov Nechemiah. So he would learn Leil Shabbos with his Chavrusa and Vizhnitz and Rechov Nechemiah. He lived nearby there. 12 o'clock by night, he couldn't learn there anymore. The Chassidim have a minute, Vizhnitz and more. The place that the Rebbe is not there, 12 o'clock by night, they get together and Mezamrim Leleikim. They call it the Bote. So all the Chassidim come, and they do a button. Machta Bote, since we can't learn, so he goes back home. It's after the whole day. About 12 o'clock, to stop to learn on Shabbos, from learning in the morning, it's very early. So he had a lux. A lux is a kind of fire that is with oil, or with gas. It's like a kind of lamp. And he would learn to the light of the lamp for another 3 hours. But if Zeir Hashem Ayat, also Likol Eir Haner. So his wife, instead of reading a mishpacha, well, they had it then, stand there, and she was ashamed for 3 hours till 3 o'clock. I said, oh, we had once when they opened Beis Yishaya, we had a Shabbos to all the American Bachim, good days, we call it. And when Mr. Tzvi came to join, it's the first time, speak. So he asked me to talk to the Olam. So I said over the story. And I finished, I said, Oshiva, if it's not true, the Oshiva could get up and say that it's not true. If it is true, I asked the Oshiva to get up and say that, but this Gabba said it's true. I said, no one believes my stories anyways. So I said, now here's the Oshiva. I said over the story. Other year, other day. And Mr. Tzvi said, it's true. But why are you eating up my Gan Eden to get covered in this world for these stories? Now he's not with us, so for sure you're allowed to say all this story. Every Shabbos for over 20 years. We are speaking about one night, one day of his life. Sitting and learning that word. Yoimom Velay. Yoimom Velay. When a person is such a masmid that he learns Yoimom Velayla, that they had in Panovich, it was a year that was called Shlomke Berman, he was Nifter. He had parents, he was Nifter young. He was a very, very choshev Talmid Chacham. And when he was a young Magichir in Panovich, everyone thought that he would be the next Manning of Klal Yisrael. I remember it was an election that the Gedolim said that Olam have to go to vote and to work the vote. And they found him in Bis Medrash. They asked him, Shlomke, everyone is working for the election. He said, I'm working, there will be someone to sign in another 20 years. Someone has to sign the Kol Koyre, yeah? I'm working to see the Kol Koyre for 20 more years. Someone has to become a Talmid Chacham. Person sometimes thinks in life, if I was sitting in my corner and learning Yom Velayla, from where the world will know who I am? And the Mir B'chayr of Nosan Tzvi became an international place. He knew Mislam more Balabatim than the Gan Tzvot from Kamat, every different Rosh Hashiva. He became close to all different Balabatim. You grow up to a Mir that's an international place, that's all connected and all this and that. So you see the show. He just sat and learned Yom V'Layla without a Hefsek. Without a Hefsek. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh to Marbet Torah b'Yisrael. This was Be'etzem of Nosan Tzvi. People will tell you that he loved every guy. Could be that it's true. He cared of everyone. Could be that it's true also. He was running the whole yeshiva on his own shoulders. That was not like today. That was an office even that was supporting so much. He went into his room. He was sitting with a gemara. The night before he was lifted, living with chavrusas till 12 o'clock by night. He was sick. He couldn't breathe. He would eat. He had parakeet, a very bad parakeet. He would eat. He was choking on his own food. Take a fork like 5 times till he hit his mouth to put it in. Yisurim she'en kedugmoso. V'lo posak pume mit girse. Mo havti sir osechon kol hayom yisichosim. Pnei Moishe ke pnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua ke pnei Levono. I want to tell you, you are young. You can do it yet. Chazal say, Hillel Mechayev is Ani. Person will come to the Shemaim, they'll tell him, why are you doing there? I was so poor, I couldn't. Tell him, Hillel was poorer than you. So I was so rich, I was in charge of so much tzedakah, so much inyanim. I'm Rezal Ben Chalsa, was richer, he had 60 cities. So I was so pretty, people disturbed me the whole time. Yosef Mechayev. Rabbi Nosan Tzvi will be Mechayev, every one of you. You come to the Shemaim, you say, but I'm not the biggest Balkisha. Not so successful. I don't have such starkish chances to make it. Achkenish. I don't have a chance. In the Shemaim, they will show you Rabbi Nosan Tzvi. He said over stories when he was already when he came to yeshiva. His parents had a cater in Chicago. They were trying to convince him to come back. They promised him if he comes back, he gets like a car. He went back for half a year. Then he came back. It's not a pshat. He was American regular boy. What's the over with the name of the cars? I don't know. Of course, the names of people I can remember. But this was in Nosan Tzvi. Chazal tell us that when it's a yotzei of a person, the koiches come down. And they especially come down when you learn in his yeshiva. When you learn in his yeshiva, you have the potential for his koichas. We have the potential for his koichas. And you have this potential. You have the potential to come now and to decide, I'm going to grow. I'm going to come out something else. I'll tell you, was Tzvi's Nifter, I decided, you know, not on Shabbos, I have to be like a Musa Tzvi. I was sitting there, even that I have a lot of bochim, I made short meals. I took a gemara and I started to learn. It was hard, and I was learning and learning and learning. I found myself Shabbos morning on the couch. I don't know what time I fell asleep. I didn't manage even to make it that first Shabbos. Everyone here says, yeah, you know what? It's a Givaldic idea. Be'ezus Hashem, after Chanukah, right? No one says, you know what? Tonight. Tonight I'm starting, I'll become a Muslim Tzvi. I finish 7 o'clock. 10 minutes organized, I can start to say it until 12 o'clock. Tonight! You know, after 12 o'clock tonight, I'll decide if I'm carrying out or not. Not even one guy is trying to do it. Maybe one or two. He did it every day. Every day. Every day. Brother Shrup is at the sign the whole time of the 12 hours. It's so, I'm not going in, I don't know exactly the rules, the clothing. You see the signs. I've been with Tzvi for years. Was the kibbutza guys, and he was a part of it in yeshiva for over, I think, 5 years. That was not a day that they didn't learn 12 hours. But I'm a hefsek. And don't think his mother lost her husband years ago. Every Friday, even when he was sick, and even when he was Rosh Yeshiva, he went to eat breakfast by his mother. She would prepare the breakfast and he would eat by her breakfast. It didn't stop, and people think that if I do that, I'm cut off of the world. I'm a world person, and the world needs me, and I need the world, yeah? He was the nicest person. Moses says, Ayelas Ahuvi Mayelas Chayim. Hashem makes a person that sits and learns to get a chayim. To get a special chayim. Gora special chayim. Gora special chayim. Ein adovol tolui elobi. So you're right, not all of you are Zeichet the Seer, doesn't see. But you're under his Ruach. He's around yet. A couple of years already, people will not remember. It's the time you're in his Yeshiva, in his Yahrzeit. When the Ruach Elohim merachefes al pnei amayim. To take ha'achlota chashuvo, ha'achlota nimretzes. And to take this decision, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I want to tell you, winter is the best man for yeshiva bachur. There's a little Chanukah in the middle for a couple of days. There's a Purim in the middle of Zman. But b'chutz from that, it's 5 months. It gets dark very early already. 4 o'clock, you think it's the middle of the night. You don't hang out. It's not like, you know, summer. You show up to 5:30 in the middle of Seder, you know, you're in the middle of the day. Winter, you feel bad to come 4:30. You feel like you came after night time. Don't worry, as soon as it will change, after a couple of days you get used to it. A person could take the winter to decide. I want to tell you, we will meet Be'ezus Hashem in 5 months. The ones that will decide now, these 5 months I'm becoming a masmid. Later in life I'll decide. I'm here anyways. I was a bachur in front of which was a masmi. He was called the Chaim Berman. he would chuckle like this. I remember when I came, now he's older, he's with Chashurim, the neighbor. He would not move. And he would finish the Masechta every time, doing Zman and Yeshiva like 100 times. And, you know, he would sit like this, and because, you know, a person breathes through both of his nose, two holes, it was like two brown holes. And the Gemara, I can't explain it. It was like, everyone wanted to see. I was young, you know, they told me he's a master. We didn't believe, you know, he would come at the beginning, his man make noise in the back and see if he threw his head. Mamish, he was Mamish, he came for life, and he passed like four meals. He would come to second Seder 5 minutes late, because after he got married, he came in time, and Mashgiach told him, you're married, you're allowed to come 5 minutes late. So then, second Seder, he came 5 minutes late. Hey, Kavua. Like, Mamish, the clock. So I heard from his roommate when he decided to become a masmid, when he was a bach. He decided to become a masmid. He's not getting up, he's not moving his head. He started to learn. After 5 minutes, he saw only black circles. He said, if you decide now that you don't turn your head backwards, yeah, you already now want to see what's going behind you. Yeah? Tell him about it, yeah? Try not to turn your head. Yeah, you already want to turn. But when he decided not, he couldn't read, he only saw black circles. But he carried on shuckling for half an hour, seeing black circles. After half an hour, he said, if I'm anyway shuckling, try to read at this. And from that, he became the master. You're here anyway for the next 5 months. It could become geschmacky 5 months, doing nothing. Try to think about somewhere in Elul that you have a good time a little bit. Something came out of it, garnish. I want to tell you, I had a lot of good friends in Polovich, and I learned there. Chshuvim, Linu Shas. Chutzum, two or three, I think I have episodes to do with them. Nothing. Mamash ashamed the hours that I spent with them, not learning. You forget about all your friends. Remember now your friends from Cheder? Maybe you went to camp with them, and, you know, Camp Munk or something like that. You keep up, yeah? Aber Chutzum, Apol camps like that. Yeah, Yareim, Chaveirish. Aber Chutzum, that. Nothing is left. The 5 months pass. You take a decision, you stand in the end of the winter, you feel full. Ah, 5 months of Asmada. And if not, you feel like you feel after the Nazman and Sukkah. It's such a shame I could have done much more. Such a shame I could have done much more. It's be ordained to decide if we want to make it to happen. If we want these 5 months to turn a lane, or become a dikazman, atzloch a dikazman, asmod a dikazman, we're in the beginning yet. We can have into this man. You could turn it yet to become such a zman. Kol as cholas koshes. Since we said it was hard for him. Not easy for him. But he had a achlota. I'm going to manage. He had that feste achlota. And if a person has this feste achlota, I'm going to manage. He will manage. If he has this feste achlata, I'm going to change the world. I want to tell you this, I have to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Don't worry. It's a Chavisavoda says, a person thinks, I'll be a masmin, I will lose my friends. You know, I'll be a masmin, I'll be stuck in buses, I will not have where to eat. I'll be invited out to this one, that one, the new hotel, yeah? Maybe not the Shah of Kashas. But the person learns that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of him. But you have to have that emunah. When the Yotzei Reb Nissim Tzvi, Hashem was Mezake. He built the tent I remember we had the main besmedosh was the only besmedosh, and it was half size. It's in the middle of the floor, it's like a piece of metal. The old part and the new part. And when he decided to extend the besmedosh, he was planning to put doors for davening and that, and it would be empty. So it'd be doors that only the main part will be, and they'll close it for davening, that will not look so bad. This is the amount of the chances that he thought what this place could grow. He knew it's crowded, the besmedrash, but the double size would be empty, not for davening. Not so with besmedrash. So they'll plan to put doors. Today in every feet that exist in the area, people are sitting and learning a davening. We're not speaking of something that happened over 500 years. The Ganze Mamloche was 22 years. The Ganze Mamloche. Ganze Mamloche was more, sitting and learning. Before that, donished. So the small shit in the daf upstairs in the Oitzer. Beyodeinu. Don't let the Yitzchor push you away. We're holding in the yard side with the Schusim Adir, sitting in his yeshiva, that he wants that his koiches will go over to someone. We just have to open our hands, and Be'ezus Hashem will have the siyata d'shmaya, to be zeicha, to oyle, l'malo, l'malo, l'siyata d'shmaya.